Like, seriously, can I just do a job without it being a pain in the butt? Thank you for the grease gun, by the way. You know who you are. Hello everybody, welcome back to my channel. Alright guys, I am pressing forward with this FL to FX project, waiting on some parts for jobs that I originally wanted to do, the brakes and such. So while I'm waiting for brake parts, I'm gonna rebuild this kicker because it really needs to be rebuilt. I've got a new rebuild kit sitting on the bench over there, and this thing is going to come apart and be put back together with a bunch of new parts. It's already been taken apart quite a bit, so it's just kind of sitting on here loose right now. It's only got one nut holding it on because it was already taken apart before, and then it was put back together to be moved. So there's not a lot of taking apart left to do. It's mostly cleaning and putting it back together what I'm going to be doing today. So there isn't really anything inside of here right now. There's not too much left inside of this kicker box right now. Still got some gears on there. The release finger's just sitting in here loose. Kind of want to steal that, but I can't. So I'm going to be replacing a bunch of these parts that don't seem to be in here right now. And I'm going to make this thing all brand new. Clean it up for sure because it's pretty dirty too. So take this over to the bench. Okay, so the next thing I'm gonna be doing on this is taking out this starter crankshaft. But before I do that, I just wanted to show you guys what you wanna be checking for to see if your bushings are good. And as you can see, this starter shaft, it's got quite a bit of play in there. I don't know if you guys can see that moving or not, but it's got quite a bit of play in there. I'm going to be taking this all apart either way, but I do have new bushings in the rebuild kit, so I'll be replacing those. And you want to take this nut off first. You got a lock washer behind it with some tabs on it, and that those tabs are meant to be folded up onto one of the flats of the nut. So I'm just going to take that nut off. Now you want to clamp your starter crankshaft in a vise on the flats of the starter crankshaft where your kicker would go. You want to clamp that in there, and then that'll keep all this from spinning. You can undo your nut. They recommend using a puller to get this gear off, but if you don't have a puller, you can use a mallet of some sort. So this thing's been taken apart at one point and just put together loose. So you can see this gear is actually pretty chewed up. All right, so now I can take my bushings out. I've got a puller for that. I'm gonna try to use my puller, but if the puller doesn't work, I may have to press them out. So I'm just gonna see what'll end up working. I'm gonna take this all back over to the bench. All right, guys. None of that was put together very tightly at all, which I was kind of suspecting, so I didn't really need it in the vise. But if this were put together properly, then you would definitely need it in the vise. So my next step here is to pull these bushings out, because those definitely need to be replaced with the amount of slop that there was on this starter crankshaft. So I've got a puller I'm gonna use to pull these bushings out. It should work. I don't see why it wouldn't, but if it doesn't, then I will have to figure out how to press them out. So I've got this here scrap chunk of tubing or something that was sitting in the scrap metal bin, just so that I can actually lay the kicker cover on that and have it sitting up flat. And then I've got this chunk of aluminum actually that I just used a hole saw to cut a hole in the center so that I have something for my puller legs to actually sit on while I pull these bushings out. There you go. See, it's just coming out of there now. I'll see how this works on the other side. There it comes. There we go. Cool. That's that. That piece of aluminum works pretty nicely. So I'm not going to bother cleaning any of this right now. I'm just going to put it all off to the side. I'm going to clean whatever I'm going to use, and then it's all going back together with brand new parts like that. And this spring on this, I'm going to want to reuse this spring too. And it's a little bit ugly. The chrome's popping off a bit, but that's okay. I've just got a flathead screwdriver I'm gonna use to try to work that out of there with. There we go. Yeah, it just works just to pry it down a little bit, just a little bit at a time. It should just come right out of that slot now. There we go. This is getting replaced with a new one. Okay, and I'll clean all the rest of this stuff and put it all back together. I'm a little conservative when it comes to the whole waste not, want not principle. So I've already used this brake cleaner to clean other parts, but I normally like to put it in a jar and I'll let all the gunk settle out. And then when I have something really dirty to clean, I'll pre-clean it with the dirty parts cleaner, and then I'll clean it again with clean parts cleaner. So that's what I'm gonna use here. Well guys, it is definitely a good thing to always double check your parts when you're working with a project that you're not sure the history on or who's worked on it last or anything like that, because you just never know when you're gonna find something broken. And in this case, I was cleaning the kicker cover and all of whatever parts I'm gonna use from it, and I noticed that the chrome's actually got a crack in it, and I was hoping it was just the chrome was cracked. I don't know if you guys can see that there, but I followed that crack all the way around and you can see it here. Oh, I don't know if you guys are gonna be able to see it. There you go, you can see it right there. And that crack actually goes all the way around right through the casting and into this joint here. And yeah, that's cracked right through. So I'm gonna be replacing this. It's a good thing that I've got a spare transmission sitting in my cupboard, because I have a cover off of the old turbine top transmission in my cupboard. And this cover actually looks like it's even got a few other better parts on it. So this release shaft is definitely in better shape than what I took off of there. So I get to do that all again. I'm gonna take this over to the vise and take this one apart, and then I'm gonna get it all cleaned up. And then I will be ready to start putting everything back together. Okay, so it's the next day because I got sidetracked and then it got late and I was tired. So I've come back to the kicker job. So the next thing I'm gonna be doing is putting the bushings, the new bushings, back into this kicker cover. And I'm gonna be pressing those in. So these bushings go in, probably gonna be pressing them in from this side, both of them, because I feel like that's just a little safer that way. You don't want to put too much force on this thing while it's sitting this way, because this area here that the bushings are getting pressed into isn't supported on this side. So I'm going to put it this way just to be safe. And I'm going to be pressing them both in from the same side. And then this seal actually goes right in between both of the bushings. So I'm gonna press those in and then I can start assembling my starter crankshaft. And yeah, and then everything else is gonna be basically done on the transmission side of the kicker. So I've got my bushing here. I'm gonna actually be using a socket, and actually this 17 millimeter socket fits nicely over these bushings. It's the same size, just about. So that's what I'll be using to actually press these in. And I'm hoping that they go in here nicely. So I can start, I'll start without the socket, of course. It's going in there nicely. It's not hanging up or scratching the aluminum at all. Now I can use my socket. Check and see how far that is, because you want these to be flush on either side. So you want that to be flush with the surface there, and then the other one to be flush with this surface here. Right, so this is almost, there we go. Feels like that's the end of it there. Let's see, here we go. Nice and flush. All right, and then same exact thing on this side. Put the bushing in, you wanna make sure it's straight going in, and then you want it to be flush with the surface when it is in there. There we go. It's nice and flush in there. All right, now I've got my bushings in there and I wanna start putting together my starter crankshaft. So I'll put this off to the side. That's all gonna get pressed in there soon, pushed in. So this is my starter crankshaft. I'm gonna put my spring on here and my washer. First, I'm gonna put the spring on. Make sure that this little hook here is actually facing the right direction too. And this should just slide into that notch there. Okay, so those bushings were too tight, and it does say in your manual or in the instructions, if you buy one of these rebuild kits, that you may have to ream the bushings out to get the shaft to fit properly, because you don't want it to be a tight fit. You don't want to have to press the shaft in or pound it in or anything like that, because you want it to be able to move freely in the bushings, because it needs to be able to move so that your starter gear is actually able to move back and forth and engage the way that it needs to. Now, I don't actually have a reamer, but I'm gonna show you guys what I did to ream these out to make it so that this shaft fits properly. I might get criticized for this, but hey guys, if it works, it works. And this definitely worked, and that shaft fits in there really nicely. I'm gonna show you guys. So I actually took my caliper set here and I did some measuring. So I measured this shaft like this. And then I double checked this on the bushings there, and the bushing was definitely tight even with the calipers. And then I went through some of my drills to find something that fits in there nicely. And I found this one that's actually a step drill, and it fits actually the exact same size as the shaft. And then I put this all on the drill press. You want to do this on a drill press. You don't want to do this with a hand drill, because the chances of it not ending up straight are too high. Like, I doubt you'd get this straight with a hand drill. So anyway, I made sure that this was sitting nice and level on the drill press, and then I put this in there and I ran it through the first bushing all the way to the end. And then I flipped it over, made sure it was sitting nice and level and flat on the table of the drill press. And then I ran it through from this side, and I'm gonna show you guys how good this fits now. So it actually slides in really nicely without any sideways wobble. So it fits in there perfectly, and it worked out great. So it may be a little bit of an unconventional way of reaming bushings, but it worked. And hey, if it works, it works, guys. And there was really nothing else that I had available to me as an option. And as you see, the shaft fits in there actually really nicely. So why not, right? Give it a go. All right, now I can just continue on with this. And I'm going to put my seal back in. Also, you want to make sure you clean out any shavings from there if you're going to have to ream this out the same way that I did. Don't want that full of all the brass shavings. I rinsed it out with WD-40 and some brake cleaner. So I'm just going to re-grease this, because a lot of that grease is wiped off now with all the handling. And the thrust washer with the chambered side facing the spring. And this will just slide in here nicely now. A little bit harder with the seal in there, but it's okay. You want it to be a good fit. All right, there we go for that. So now I can put my starter gear on. And when you're putting your starter gear on, you want this notch here on the end of the crankshaft. You want that clocked at the 12 o'clock position. And then this dowel here on the starter gear, you want that. That'll end up at the 7 o'clock position when you have it on the shaft. So just like that. And now you can put your lock washer on. My kit, it was supposed to come with a new one of these lock washers, but it didn't. So I luckily was able to find a lock washer that's not new, but it's not as beat up and used as the one that I take off of here. And now I can put this down on here. Okay, so I've got my nut on there. And this nut actually is going to be done up to 50 to 60 foot-pounds of torque. I'm gonna do it up to 50 foot-pounds of torque. All right, so I've just got it clamped down nicely in the vise here. And I'm gonna use my new to me torque wrench. There we go. Right now that's all together. I'll just use a flathead screwdriver and just bend one of these tabs up. All right, that is all done up and it's spinning nicely. Before I clean this thing, I just want to take out whatever parts I'm going to be replacing so that I can clean in behind those and everything, which is just these two parts here. So it's just these two. Okay, so the first two, well, that one, they weren't too bad getting out with a ratchet, but the second one, I actually used this punch and got on there like that, and then used the hammer, gave it a good couple whacks, and then it turned eventually. So thank God those are loose now. I can actually take them out, and it actually feels like they're Loctited in there. Okay, finally ready to clean this thing. And I'm using my fourth times a charm brake cleaner because this stuff's really filthy. Okay guys, so I'm actually ready to start putting back together my starter clutch. But before I do that, I just wanted to show you guys the spring that came in the rebuild kit because I'm not gonna use it. I'm actually gonna use the old spring out of this transmission and I'm gonna show you guys why. So this is the spring that came in my rebuild kit on the gear here. And I just wanna show you guys what this spring is doing because it's doing something that it should not be. You can see I've got it on the gear here and I'm gonna show you guys as best I can, but when I actually go to compress the spring actually is hanging up on itself so that it's not compressing all the way. So that's, I'm pushing it down. You can see it's actually hanging up there and it's not compressing all the way. It should actually be compressed like that. It should coil within itself like that, but this spring is not doing that. It's getting hung up on itself, which is preventing this gear, or will prevent this gear, from actually being able to disengage properly the way that it needs to. So I'm gonna actually use the spring out of the other kicker from my old transmission because that's going to work better than this one will. And this one, I'll just toss to the side and it'll be an emergency spring. I'll fix it when I need it, if I need it at some point down the road. Okay, so I've already got my nut off of my main shaft and my washer off. You actually need a puller to get these gears off after they've been on because the main shaft is tapered. Harley Davidson has a puller that they make specifically for this job. I don't have that puller. I've got this puller, which is pretty similar. So I'm gonna actually use this chunk of aluminum here just to protect the end of the main shaft when I'm pulling that gear off. You wanna just make sure you're not hooking your spring in there when you do this. Put my piece of aluminum in there. Make sure everything's all hooked on nice. And then you just crank it down. And actually you do wanna have a way of preventing everything from turning while you do this. And we've actually got a homemade tool for this. I'll show you guys this after. Holy. Okay, well, it worked. This spring, as you guys can see, show you guys, this is the new spring. You can see the overlap it's got on itself. How those two coils there are just, they're basically like stacked up on each other. This spring here, if you look at it, it's actually like a spiral. Those coils are not stacked up on each other and the spring actually compresses so that it sits flat as it's meant to. So I just wanted to show you guys a couple more things before I put this all back together. And I wanted to show you what I do with this starter clutch spring that sits behind my starter main shaft gear. And I actually decompress this spring a little bit. This is something my dad's been doing for as long as he's been working on these transmissions. And what we do is we actually stretch this backwards on itself like this. You can maybe do it with your hands if your hands are strong enough, or you might find it easier to put it over something. I put it over the end of a 2x2. And what that does is it actually decompresses the spring a little bit so that it doesn't have as much spring load on it. And the reason how can we do that is because this spring is actually pushing against this gear all the time. But our kicker gear is actually holding this back like this, unless we're kicking our bike over. And when you go to kick your bike over, this will release and it'll engage with your starter clutch like this, and then this will actually crank your bike over. So this gear is only spinning when you're actually kicking your bike over, but it's sitting on the main shaft, which is spinning almost all the time as long as your clutch is engaged. And if this spring has a whole bunch of load on it, because of the way that this is all held back with that plate on our starter crank gear, it's holding it back only on one edge. So it's not putting even load on it. And if this spring is super tight, that's just gonna make that hold that gear even more cockeyed, because this is sitting on that main shaft, always under like a bit of an uneven load like this, sitting on the main shaft, which is always spinning. Eventually it ovals out this bushing. And if you decompress those springs a little bit, then it just kind of prevents that from ovaling out as quickly. Anyway, guys, that's just one little thing that we do. Another thing I wanted to show you guys is this tool that I use that is actually a homemade tool, and it's just cut out of a piece of plate with a couple holes drilled through here where some bolts are threaded through. So these holes are actually drilled and tapped, and I'll show you guys how that works when I put the nut on the end of my main shaft. So I'll start with my starter clutch spring, and then I'm gonna put my starter clutch gear on there. Main shaft starter gear. You want to make sure that it's actually, the spring's actually centered on that gear. And then I like to turn that up to the top. And you do want to put a bit of motor oil on there just to make sure that everything is sliding properly, not binding up. And I put my key in there, the key up in the main shaft there. And then I can put my starter clutch on. All right, and then when you got your starter clutch on, then you can put on your lock washer, the tab. There, just sits inside the little divot in the starter clutch. Your nut goes on here. And I'm not actually gonna do any of this stuff up permanently yet, because I wanna wait until I take the top off of my transmission. I'm gonna check everything inside of there. Just gonna take a look at the gears and make sure that nothing's too worn out. I'm thinking that it should be fine, but I wanna replace the gasket anyways. So I might as well check all that while I'm in there. And if it's okay, then all I have to do is come back and tighten everything up properly. But as for now, I'm just gonna leave it all put together loosely so that if I do have to take it all back apart again, then it won't be a big pain in the butt. But if you were gonna do this up permanently, this is 50 to 60 foot pounds on this nut that goes on the end of the main shaft. So that's it for that part. And then I just gotta put my oil deflector back on, and then the stopper for my kickstart gear. And these, you would wanna put a little bit of Loctite on. So I actually cleaned these holes out with a Q-tip and some brake cleaner when I cleaned all of this. So you want to make sure you clean those out. There's no oil residue in them. The manual doesn't say the torque specs for these, but for this size of screw, it would be about 6.5 foot-pounds. I'm not going to do them up torqued, and I'm not going to Loctite them either, just in case I end up having to take this all back apart. So this is the stopper for my Kickstarter gear. My oil deflector in the top here, and that would also be about 6.5 foot-pounds if you were going to be doing that up with a little bit of blue Loctite. Okay, so now that that's all done, you would put your clutch push rod back in, your oil slinger, and then this would go back on. And when you put this back on, you want to make sure that this dowel pin is actually sitting in front of this stopper here. It helps if you pull this clutch push rod out a little bit, because that oil slinger actually sits in this cavity here in the kicker box. And it just kind of makes it a little easier just to get your kicker gear around that oil slinger if you just pull it out a little bit. Then this all just slides back together, just like that. So I'm just gonna do this up with a couple of the studs right now, because it doesn't need to be permanent. I just kind of want it just to be closed up, just to keep everything in there dust free. So I'm not doing anything uptight, just enough to hold it in place. And then with your kickstart spring like this, you just wanna put it up on that pin there. Okay, and then that's that. It's the kicker box rebuild. And that's just one step closer to having this project finished. And I did just want to show you guys this homemade tool of ours. So this is that homemade tool that I was telling you guys about, or that I just kind of briefly showed you. And it's just cut out a chunk of plate. And I'll show you guys how this actually fits. So you can sit this flat against the sprocket here and fit those bolts in the teeth of the sprocket. And then this arm of the tool actually sits between these studs. So I'll just put this in gear. So that's super handy when you're doing stuff up on this main shaft. Yeah, it's super handy, super easy little tool to make. And that is it, guys, for this job. That's it for this video. I hope you guys liked this, and I hope it was informative, and if not informative, maybe entertaining a little bit. So like always, guys, if you like what you see, or if you just like me, or even if you don't like me, but you like my bikes, then like this video, comment, subscribe to all the things you guys do. And like always, my lovely YouTube people, I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Peace. Whoopsies. I didn't know that came off like that. Whoopsie-doodle. Can't. Holy. Well, there it is. There it is. That was just suddenly went from super tight to not being tight at all. Okay, well, it worked. It definitely worked.